Well, welcome back. If you're staying with these breaks, we're up to number 17 today. We're looking in 1 John. We're showing that the fear that is preached to people in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, is not true to us today. It will be true during the tribulation. And anything preached out of Peter and James and Hebrews and 1, 2, 3 John and Jude, it's all tribulational preaching. And so as a result of the fear that is preached by the pastors in the pulpits today, and the fear that people have as an unknowledgeable Christian, not knowing the scriptures, not understanding, rightly dividing, they don't have that peace. They don't have that joy. As our lives get tougher and tougher, we don't have that encouragement. We let ourselves fall apart unless we know the scriptures and we understand what's going on. So we're in 1 John chapter 3, and let's look at verse 3, and we'll start there. My point here today is to encourage us by going through some verses that are not something we need to fear. For example, verse 3, and every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Okay, now let's see what that means here. They purify themselves. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. Okay? And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Okay? Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. We're talking about the action of sinning, doing the wrong things. Romans chapter 6 explains that to the Christian today, by the way. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. In other words, somebody doing something wrong doesn't know Christ. He doesn't know God. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth, see, there's the walk, there's the action, doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. And I'll tell you, Christians today really think they're righteous based on their own righteousness. I see it. I hear it every day. I see the damage it does to the kids. It's a lie. And Romans chapter 11, verse 25, talks about the conceit and how it comes about and why it comes about to Christians today, because they're trying to follow their own righteousness. They don't understand Paul's teaching. Here we go. Here's a big verse. Now, if people believe that 1 Peter and 1, 2, 3 John and Jude and James, this is all written to us today, then verse 8, they better believe this verse. He that committeth sin is of the devil. So if you have ever done anything wrong, you ever committed any sin, then you're of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. That sounds good, good preaching there, but whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. So somebody says they're born again, they're born of God, John chapter 3, classic verse there, and they do something wrong, they commit a sin, then they're not born of God. For his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. So if he's born of God and he sins, well, then he's not really born of God. Have you heard preachers say that? I've heard preachers say that. Well, you messed up because you're not really saved. You thought you were, but you lost it, or you just really weren't in the first place. Check their salvation there, Frank. That's what goes on today. In this, the children of God are manifest, verse 10, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. Oh, there's a little add-on, little bunny trail there. So somebody who is not doing the right thing in their Christian walk, also, he that loveth not his brother is not born of God. Really? Sure, look down at verse 14. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. And they'll be the first ones to accuse us, or me, of teaching King James Bible only, rightly dividing by looking to Paul's books, not trying to intersperse all the different dispensations within the New Testament. They will be the first to say that I'm wrong, and I'm teaching a lie. They won't talk to me. They won't let me talk to them. They won't talk to you. They won't let you talk to them. Seems to me that they hate us, according to the definition here. They say that we're not saved. Why do they say that? But see, if they say that, what they're actually saying to us shows them, according to 1 John chapter 3, that they are the ones not saved. They should allow us the King James Bible just as much as they allow somebody with an NIV, ASV, RSV. It should not matter to them whether we teach rightly dividing to Paul or the Gospels or Peter. That shouldn't bother them, but it bothers them. They really have a hate. They really have a hate towards rightly dividing. They hate the King James Bible. I haven't got time to tell you all the illustrations to prove that. I have seen it over and over, and I think most of you have too. And yet, by their own teaching, by their own books that they teach, they seem to skip chapter 3. Well, here, let's keep going here. Let's go to, verse 22. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him. Is that true? Have you had all your prayers answered? Well, it says here, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Well, so then the pastor would say to you, well, the reason you're not getting your prayers answered because, you know, 1 Peter, you're not happy with your wife, kind of a thing. Or here, you're not keeping his commandments and you're not doing the things that please God. Well, see, here's my quick bunny trail here. We keep his commandments. Paul actually calls what he teaches commandments, by the way. Look up the word commandments and see where Paul mentions commandments. And do those things that are pleasing in his sight. What pleases God today? Following Paul. Following Paul's manner of life. Not the gospel teachings. Not 1st, 2nd Peter. Not 1st, 2nd, 3rd John. Not Jude. Not James. Not Hebrews. The things that please God is following Paul. And then let's finish it up here. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his son, Jesus Christ. Okay, well, you hear that? On the name of it. Ever heard people say, I plead the name of Jesus Christ. Then I call the name of Jesus Christ. And then it goes on here, though. And love one another as he gave us commandment. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us. Nothing to say with scriptures. Keep his commandments. And they're going to keep his commandments. They need to love us that have a King James Bible, that teach rightly dividing. They don't. Is that amazing? Their own teachings show that they themselves, possibly easily, could not be saved themselves. Well, let's go on to the next break.